all the time. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Praise God. I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to stand on his word. Come on here. I don't care what come. I'm going to stand on the word of God. Be not dismayed. Hallelujah. He will take care of you. He will come through. He will bring you out. He will heal your body. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. They sung a song. God is still on the throne. Come on. Within your bosom, you have a phone. All you got to do is call him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll answer. He'll answer you today. He'll answer you. Yes, he will. He'll make a way for you. He have did it. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, fear thou not. Fear thou not. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. He will strengthen you. Yea, I will uphold thee. Hallelujah. I will uphold thee with my righteous, with my right hand of my righteousness. God will uphold you. He will uphold you. Come on. He's not going to let you fall. He won't let you fall. He will not let you fall. Come on. So many things are falling and crumbling. So many things are going down. But the word of God, it still stands today, today, and forevermore. Come on, somebody. Stand on the word of God. Be not dismayed. God will take care of you. Some of you are going through difficult circumstances right now. And the enemy is really trying to make it seem like you're not going to make it. See, the holidays, it gets kind of gloomy for some of those that have lost loved ones. And come on, and things, situation happen, and people don't lost loved ones around this time. And it just really makes it. But I come by to tell you today, if you trust in God, and you put your hope in God. I'm not saying you're not going to feel it, but I'm saying trust in God. Put your hope and your trust in God, and you can make it through this. Come on, hold your head up high. Be of good cheer, for I am with you. God is with you to bring you through. God is with you to bring you out. Come on, somebody. Oh, share, tag, and let somebody know. Call them and let them know. Come on, Apostle is on the air, and he's talking some good stuff. Come on. God is with you. He's with you. You're going to come through this. You're going to come out of this. Come on here. You're not going to always be in this. It's not going to always be like this. Come on, somebody. Give God the praise. Give him the glory. Come on. Don't look at the circumstances for what it is. Look at it for what God is doing. Look at it for what God is bringing out. Oh, just don't say, oh, I'm in this and I ain't going to make it through. No, I'm in this and I'm coming out. If you're in it, I'm coming out. Come on. God has brought me out, and I thank God, and I give him the praise. I'm not going to be dismayed. I'm not going to be, hallelujah, because the enemy, again, he comes to do three things, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, that's what you got to dwell on, what Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Today, my brother, today, my sister, is your day for your miracle. It's the day for your miracle to come up and to come out and come through. Because guess what? He is still on the throne. Praise God. And he's able to do it. He can do it. Praise your holy name. Come on. I don't come with no enticing words. I don't come with no well speech and all of this talking over your head. I come with the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what his word says. Hallelujah. He have come. He have come. He have sent himself. Come on. To you. Praise our God. And it's up to you to receive him. As many has received him, we become the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you can't be defeated when you're serving God. You can't go under when you're serving God. Hallelujah. You're going to make it through the storm. You're going to make it through the test that you're in. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said, be not dismayed, for I am with thee. Come on. He's with you. Do you trust him? He's with you. Do you know this? Come on. In the midst of what you're in. Do you know this? Do you believe this? Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody out there today. Somebody out there today. Somebody hear me. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you got to pull over and just meditate on it. And when you stop or whatever you're doing, just give God the praise because he's with you. You're not alone. You're not in this by yourself. The battle don't belong to you. Come on. Be still and know that he's God. Be still, my friend. Be still and know that he's God. He's God all by himself. And he's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. He's going to heal you. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to make a way out of no way for you. If you trust him. If you trust him today. Come on. You may be in the hotel room. Listen to me by the radio. Come on. And I'm talking to you today. And you take your hand. Take your hand. Take your head out your hands. And lift your head up towards heaven. And lift your hands up towards heaven. And give it to him. Because the burden that you're carrying is not yours. The burden that you've been facing is not yours. He said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Come on. He careth for you, my friend. He careth for you, my brother. He careth for you, my sister. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't have to be. You may be sitting on the side of your bed. You may be at your dinner table. You may be at the breakfast nook. You may be just sitting in the living room under the garage. Amen. Or sitting in your car. He careth for you. And you're not alone. You're not alone. Praise our God. I stop in to tell you, you're not alone. It's time for your miracle. Hold your head up high. Be not dismayed. He's with you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee, said the Lord. To do what? To bring you out. To bring you out. To bring you out. He will do it. Trust him. Trust him today. Trust him. What do you say about it? Oh, Apostle, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But I know he will do it. I know he can. I believe. What about you? I believe what his word says according to his word. I believe. Come on. I believe what he can do. I know he can do it. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. He says again in this verse right here. He says, I like what he says. Hallelujah. Fear not. I'm talking to somebody out there today because the enemy tried to torment you. Fear not. The enemy tried to tell you that you're not going to make it. Fear not. Come on. The enemy is trying to tell you to, oh, what's the use? Give up. But I stopped by to tell you today, tell you, don't hang in there. Stand in there. Having done all, stand. Therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the blessed plate of righteousness. Come on. Hallelujah. And having your feet shod with the gospel of praise. Come on. Because you're going to make it. You got to come through this. You must come through this. The enemy don't want you to come through. The enemy trying to tell you you're not going to make it. The enemy trying to paint a picture to let you see that all your work, everything you're doing is in vain. He's trying to come up against you. But the enemy, he don't win. He has no authority. He has no fight in this. Come on, because God is with you, and he's going to bring you out. He's trying to discredit you, hallelujah, by everything you're thinking, everything what you're saying. He's trying to you can't discredit the word of God when you're using. The enemy can't discredit the word of God when you're using God's word. Because he's giving you the word. He's giving you the authority to use his word. He can't discredit you. Come on. Hallelujah. And the enemy can't even make you ashamed when you're standing on the word of God. He has no right. He has no authority. Come on. One thing the enemy cannot do, he cannot live right. He cannot live the word. Come on. But you can. According to what I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Be not dismayed. That's why you got to stand on here. Come on. Because God can give you the strength. He's giving you the power. And he's giving you the authority as believers, as his. Hallelujah. You can't do it by yourself. But you can do it in Christ and through Christ and with Christ. Come on. one songwriter, they wrote a song, the original saints, take the Lord with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go, because you're going to need him. We're going to need him. Praise God. And you can make it. Hallelujah. Stand, having done all. Again, stand therefore, having done all. When you've done everything you know to do, when you prayed, you don't quote scriptures, you don't read the word of God, stand on what you've been reading. Stand on what you've been quoting. Stand on the word of God. Be not dismayed. Oh, praise God. Be not dismayed, my friend. Hallelujah. Fear not, for God is with you. Who is with you? The oppressed one, the one that can heal, the one that can deliver, the one that can bring you out. Be not dismayed. Do I have any witnesses out there today? Come on, hallelujah. Do I have any witnesses out there today? Anybody that know that God can do it by a miracle and will believe him for who he is? Do I have anybody? Do I have anybody? Come on, I'm getting ready to open up these phone lines. Amen. On this Friday, praise our God, Friday, December the 6th, I'm getting ready to open up these phone lines. And if you want prayer, to call in, say, Apostle, I want you to pray for me, and I want you to touch and agree with me that I stand and haven't done all, stand in the midst of what I'm in. Do not faint. Hallelujah. Because God will take care of you. The phone lines, I'm getting ready to open them up. Amen. Hallelujah. 632-1000. 632-1000. Here it goes. 321, 632-1000. You may be listening to me in a different state, and you could call in the area code 321-632-1000. Call in, and I'm telling you, I'll touch and I'll agree with you that God can see you through. He'll bring you out. Be not dismayed, my friend. Hallelujah. He will do it. He can do it. Hallelujah. He have done it, and he's going to do it. He's going to continue to do it. All you got to do is believe him. All you got to do is trust him. Again, the phone lines are open. Come on, they're open, hallelujah, for you to call in today, for me to touch and agree with you. Praise God. That's what I'm going to do. Any two touch and agree. And he said he'll be in the midst of us. Any two, no matter what it is. Come on, you're out there. You're listening. You're out there. You're watching by Cypress audience. Call in. Call in. Again, I'll be able to pray with you right now, and touch and agree with you, that God will bring you through and see you through. Guess what? Because he said, fear not, be not afraid, because he's with you. Be not afraid. You can walk through this. You can come through this, because who? Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Shabbat. Hallelujah. He's with you. Hallelujah. He's going to see you through. Come on, somebody. I believe God. What about you? I believe God. What about you? Again, the phone lines right now are open. Come on. They're open. It is 943. The phone lines are open. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Amen. Will you call in? And we'll believe God. And we'll pray with you and for you. Hallelujah. That God will see you through. You see, Apostle, I'm in a dark time in my life right now. And it doesn't seem like I'm coming out of it. But I stopped by to tell you today, you can come out. It's a way out. You don't have to stay in there. You don't have to stay there. Again, you may say, well, I don't know him in the pardon of my sins, and I want to accept him as my personal Savior. Call in, and we'll walk you through the prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. It's simple. You don't even have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. You can't buy salvation. All you got to do is believe. Believe. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. According to the scripture, again, he said, I shall be saved. That's what the word say. You don't have to go in the room and vote. Come on. For salvation. See if we want you to be saved. No. Free to ask. Free to give. Believe it. We're waiting on your call. While we're waiting on your call, we're still talking about fear not. You can't fear when you're going through and you're waiting on God. Have no fear. God is with you. He's with you. Come on, somebody. I believe God. What about you? What about you? I believe God to work it out for you. He can and he will. work it out for you. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Don't let the enemy make you feel like you can't make it. Tell the enemy, I can do all things. Tell the enemy, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Tell the enemy, I am the will. Come on. I am the will. No matter how he try to stricken you, God is still able to do a scene above all we think or ask. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. I know you're saying, Apostle, I can't see it like that. I'm in this and I can't see it like that. Guess what? That's why he told us to walk by faith and not by sight, because sight will fool you. You think something is there that ain't there. But if you're walking by the word of God and believe and trust in God, guess what? It's going to be what it said. Come on. Hallelujah. Remember when Peter was in the boat with the disciples and Jesus came walking on the water? Remember that? Jesus came walking on the water and they cried out for fear, thought it was a ghost. But Peter said, if it be thou, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. C-O-M-E. Peter came on that. He came on the word, come. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But when he took his eyes and his mind off that and began to look at the feel the wind, the motion, and hear what was going on, he began to sink. As long as you keep your mind stayed on him, as long as you keep believing, he's going to bring you out. But when you start leaning to your own understanding, come on, when you start thinking different things, you're not going to make it. But if you keep your mind stayed on him while you're going through it, Lord, keep me. He said, I'll keep you in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So while I'm going through it, I'm going to trust God. While I'm in this situation, I'm going to trust God. Come on, somebody. We still wait for your call. We got a few minutes. We still wait for your call. Come on. Hallelujah. Pick up that phone. Pick up the phone. Break through that. Pick up that phone and call. And he'll touch and agree. And we'll pray with you and for you. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Are you listening? Are you listening? Do you hear what the word of God is saying today? Fear not, for he's with you. Fear thou not. He's going to bring you through it. He's going to bring you out. Be not dismayed. Come on here. For I am the Lord. I am with thee. He said, I'm with you. Come on. And when you got God with you, you got more than enough. You got more than you need. Come on. So you can walk through this. You can go through this and be not afraid, because he's with you. Oh, hallelujah to God. He's with you today. Do I have any callers? Do I have any callers? Come on, we got a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Just for you to pick up this phone. I'm waiting for your call. I'm waiting to touch with you and agree with you. I'm waiting to pray for you and come in agreement with you that you can come out of this situation, circumstances that you're in. And if you're going to be facing any situation, circumstances, guess what? I believe he'll take you through it. I believe he'll bring you out. Come on. Hallelujah to God. Jesus is able to do it. He can and he will do it. He have done it and he will do it. Come on. Are you there? Are you listening? Are you listening? Are you waiting? Come on. Come up. Come out. Come through and watch God do it for you. He wants to do it for you, my brother. He wants to do it for you, my sister. He wants to open up doors for you. Come on. He wants to make a way for you out of no way. Allow him to do it. Allow him to do it. Allow him to bring you out. Praise God. I don't know who's watching. I don't know who's calling. I haven't heard nobody calling, but I know this. God is able to do it if you believe. If you believe. If you believe. That's all you need to do is believe. Trust him. Give him a chance. You say, oh, Pastor, I'm going through it. I don't know what to do. I'm telling you, come and give him a chance. Allow God to work it out. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. He said, but my spirit don't strive with man always. Come and allow God to work this situation out for you. Take it out of your hands, put it in his hands. He's trustworthy. You can trust him. When you can't trust nobody else, you can trust him again. I'm going to say it again. When you can't trust nobody else. Hallelujah. You may say, Apostle, I don't know what to do. I'm telling you, come, allow God. Give God a chance to work this out for you. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Somebody listening, somebody's watching by the disciples' audience. Don't throw in the towel. Come on. Come on. Come on to Jesus. Come on. Pick up that phone. Here we go, 321-632-1000. Pick up the phone. Come on. You say, well, I don't want to be on the air. Well, come on. Come on. It's your day. It's your time. It's your time. Praise our God. My time is coming close. I was with you for one whole hour. My time is coming close. I'm telling you. He's coming back sooner than we think. He's getting closer each day. People say, well, I've been hearing that for years. I've been hearing that since I was little. I've been hearing that. Now I'm up to middle age. Now I'm older. And they still tell me, don't fool yourself. He's coming. Ready or not, he's coming. Can't play hide and go see. He's coming. Because he know where you're at. Will you be ready? Will you be ready, my friend? Will you be ready, my brother or my sister? Will you be ready? Come on. It's your opportunity time now to be ready. Again, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, come on. I offer you Jesus. I offer you him. And how do you receive it? If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. Come on. God bless your hearts. God bless you. I'm still waiting. I'm waiting. He's waiting on you because you can't handle it. He's waiting on you. You can't fix this situation because if you could have fixed this situation, you would have fixed it and you wouldn't have been in the shape that you're in. Come on. Hallelujah. Allow God to do it. Allow God to bring you out. Who are you? Where are you? Who are you? Where are you? Come on. Just because you're in the middle of that situation, just know that God could bring you out. I've been informed. Caller, you got 3 minutes. If you're out there and you need to call in, you just tune in to the radio broadcast and you need prayer. You got 3 minutes. Air code 321-632-1000. Come on. Pick up this phone. Hallelujah. And call in. Hallelujah. Call in for prayer. Again, I'm here to touch and agree with you. And to believe with you that God will do it for you by a miracle. Be not dismayed according to what we've been studying today. God bless you. Caller, you on the air.
Hello, Pastor. I need prayer, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller that's calling in on today. We thank you now, Father God. We touch and agree with her, Father God, that all her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing lacking, and nothing broken right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and her whole entire surrounding. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless your heart.
Amen.
Caller, thank you for calling in. Listening, that's what I'm talking about. 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes, callers. Maybe some more in these 2 minutes. Come on. Again, pick up that phone. Call. Speak it out into the atmosphere. And I touch and agree with you. And let the enemy know that you're not going to back up. Let the enemy know that you're not going to be afraid. Let the enemy know that you're not going to be dismayed. Because God will take care of you. 2 minutes. Again, area code 321-632-1000. Amen. We're waiting on your call. I want you to know God can do it. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. Caller, you're on the prayer line.
Miss Hardy, I need prayer for me and my family.
Father, we thank you for this caller right now. We thank you and we touch and agree with her right now, Father, for her and her family. God, that you meet every need, nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken right now. Lord, as they walk through what they're walking through, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless your heart.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Calling on the prayer line.
Yes. I need prayer for myself this morning.
Father, we thank you for this caller right now. Touch him right now from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father. And I thank you, God, that it's already fixed right now concerning him. The situation is already worked out right now according to the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you, sir. You're going. It is well. It is well, sir.
Yes, thank
Bless you. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. He can work it out. 1 minute. I got 1 minute. I could take one more call. I could take one more call. 1 minute. Who are you? Where are you? Pick up that phone and call in. And I'll touch and I'll agree with you and believe that God can do it. Hallelujah. Young man, just call back. Be of good courage because God is with you and he's going to bring you out. Be not dismayed. Come on. He's with you. Come on. 1 minute for that caller, that last caller. Will you call? Will you pick up this phone and call and break through? Break through that. Break through that bondage, that change. 20 seconds. Come on. 20 seconds. It's the countdown time. 20 seconds. I've got to get off this air. 10 seconds. I got to get off this air. I got to get up here. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Come on, somebody. My caller is done. I have 2 minutes left on the air. I want you to be in these 2 minutes. I want you to be of good courage, knowing that God can bring you through, knowing that God will bring you out. Praise our God. Again, listen, it has been time here with you this morning as we stay here for 1 hour from 9 to 10. I want you to know it has been a privilege and it has been an honor to just come into your cars, into your homes. However, and by the way, our cyber audience, I want you to know it has been a privilege and an honor. I do not take it for lightly or granted that you're on the other side of the dial listening to it. The Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. If this blessing has been a blessing to you, you can address and send a love token at the P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. 32781. Amen. Again, listen, the radio station, 1 minute left, the radio station, you can stop in, you can call in, make a pledge. I know that it's over with. Make a pledge at any time to help us stay on the air. Anytime you can stop in and you, or you can call and say, listen, I want to do a send a pledge. I want to send a pledge in. It doesn't matter how big or how small. Do that. Amen. Sow back into it. Amen. If the radio broadcast has been a blessing to you, sow back into the radio station so they continue to bring me in your homes, bring you in. Listen, I got to get up out of here. Until Monday, you go and have a good weekend. Don't forget to go to church somewhere this weekend with believers, similar together with the believers. Gotta go. My time is up. Love you all. God appreciate. God bless you. I appreciate you.
Been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.